Good evening. For my first number, I'd like to sing a simple folk lament. You know, I first heard this song at a community sing in Stuyvesant Town, although it's equally popular in all sections of Manhattan, and during certain, climactic conditions can be heard as far south as Brooklyn Heights. I gave my love a nickel and two dimes. I gave my love a quarter, to buy the Sunday Times. I gave my love some silver coins, said, bring the Times to me. But he brought back the day. Thank you very much. Now, my second song is a little more obscure. I think the reason we don't hear it more often is because it's usually sung by the subway workers anywhere from, 20 to 40 feet under the ground. Subways come and subways go. To some, it's all a game, and the men who drive those grimy cars are seldom known to fame. But they do their best, in spite of all, with glory in their hearts. For when their spirits start to fall, they can think of Mervyn Schwartz.
Oh, Mervyn was a subway man, as plucky as could be. A motorman for the Lex Express on the east side IRT. They said his train was slow, boys. They laughed right in his face. So Mervyn challenged the BMT to a midnight subway race. The train was pretty old, lads, as old as it could be. He was up against the very best of the Brooklyn BMT. But he slammed the doors in Union Square and threw the throttle wide. Then he shouted to his passengers, by God, you're gonna get yourself a ride. Woo! By the time they got to 33rd, there was fire along the track. They whizzed right by the local stops, there was no turning back. They whizzed right by the local stops, and Mervyn screamed with glee, "Boy, you're gonna beat the record of the Brooklyn BMT." Woo! The passengers were panic-struck, their hearts were filled with fear. They knew when they passed Bloomingdale's that the end was almost near. Although they tried to stop it, word never got around. For right after they passed Bloomingdale's, they passed the speed of sound. Now 86 had come and gone much quicker than a wink. And up in front, poor Mervyn saw the train was on the blink. The train was going faster, although the lights were red. The train was going fast as hell, and the Bronx lay straight ahead. Woo! They hurtled past the Grand Concourse to Jerome Avenue, past the Stadium for Yankees to the park called Moshaloo. They were going much too fast to stop, which was convenient, very. For at the end of the line of the IRT sat Woodlawn Cemetery.
Now, wherever the subway workers meet, at the bar or the MBA, they talk of good old Mervyn Schwartz and the way he passed away. They speak of the record set on that famous fearful day, and they say, by God, that Mervyn Schwartz was subway all the way. And if there's a subway heaven, and I don't doubt there is, I know that good old Mervyn Schwartz is up there getting his. Oh, the train may be a bit too clean, but it's lettered for all to see. Mervyn Schwartz, conductor of Heaven's